John chapter 12, when you get there, if you would stand in honor of God's word, amen. Very familiar scripture. This is not what I had planned on preaching this morning. Thank you, preacher, for following the Lord, amen. All those that's been on, thank you for following the Lord, amen. God being good to you?
Amen.
We ought to still be shouting it out,
amen.
God's been good to us. God's brought us a long ways, amen. We're talking about how good God's been to us in Sunday school this morning. And I tell you, when you think about where God brought you from, amen, you ought to be able to raise your hands and thank Him. John chapter 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. I ought to stop right there and just preach that. I could put David's name in there. I could put Donald Boone's name in there. I could put Wes's name in there, who was dead, whom He raised from the dead. Amen. There they made Him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of His disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray Him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Then He said, this He said, not that He cared for the poor, but because He was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Let me just stop right there. Everybody don't like worship. Amen. Everybody don't like worship. There's some folks that you know, you can come in and have a great service and shout the house down, and they wonder why in the world you got to act like that. They do. I mean, listen, I tell people all the time, you might not act like I do, but don't talk about me because I do, amen. You'll understand a little bit more when I finish preaching this message. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done this morning, God. Thank you, God, for the songs, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the praise that's already been praised, rose up to you this morning, God. Lord, I thank you for answering prayer, God. I thank you for being so good to us, Lord. God, we've got folks in this building right now, God, Lord, that you answered prayers for this week, God. Lord, I thank you for every time, dear Lord. Lord, that we called out on you, God. Lord, you were there for us, and I thank you for salvation, Lord. If there's somebody in this building that's not saved, God, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. No matter what I'm preaching, they can be saved today. And whatever's done, get us out of the way. Let all the praise, all the glory go to Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. This is a very familiar scripture. I have preached this from this passage of scripture many times. And I don't know, I guess if I was going to title this, Brother Robert, you've heard me preach this many times. It's time to break your box. It's time. How many, I asked the question, how many has God been good to?
Yeah.
Amen. How many, listen, everybody don't know the situation. Brian and Rhonda was down on this altar, and that's kind of what got my mind thinking about this. And I'm sure David saw me when I opened my Bible and started scribbling some things down. He knew what was going on, amen. But understand something. They were down on this altar this morning. She was not down on this altar, just had a little so-so top to worship. They were down on this altar because God did something for them last Sunday that nobody else could do, amen. Their son was in a wreck last Sunday, could have got killed, but didn't, walked away from it, glory to God. And she came down this morning and she broke her box. That's what you're supposed to do in church, amen. That's what we do when God does something for you. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to come before Him and pour out your praise on Him. How many of us has God done something for? How many of us has God answered those prayers for? How many of us did not break our box? Oh, you came in and raised your hand, and maybe in Sunday school you might have said something, but that ain't breaking your box. When's the last time you actually praised Him for how good of a prayer He answered for you? I got to think about this morning. I was going to pick on David. David's Sunday school teacher. David, when's the last time you broke your box because he touched that little boy with the fever? When's the last time you broke your box because he touched that other little boy? When's the last time you broke your box because your wife had congestive heart failure? And look what she's doing now, standing up singing and praising God. When's the last time you broke your box and got to think about how good? Hey, this came from a prayer that was answered. Her brother Lazarus was dead. You understand, Lazarus was not sick. Lazarus died. He was in the grave at 4 days, and Jesus showed up, glory to God, turned everything around. Hey, I don't know about y'all, but most of the time when you have the funeral about Donald Boone and everybody leaves the graveyard, it's over. I mean, have you ever had Jesus show up and answer a prayer that you thought was over? You didn't see how it was going. You knew it was over. And I'm telling you right now, sometimes if we're not careful, in our minds, we get to thinking, hey, it's over. Hey, it's done. I know when Martha and Mary got back to the house, all the mourners had probably left, and everybody was still, a few people might have still been there, but they thinking it's over. It's done. This is a prayer that did not get answered. Hey, I still love him. I'm going to still worship him. I'm going to still praise him. But I'm telling you right now, when you think there ain't no help, guess what? There is. There is. Chucky, look sitting beside you, son. When's the last time you broke your box? Dusty, when's the last time you broke your box? What, how long has it been since she was in the hospital? 6 years, my Lord, son. That's God. That's God. In case some of y'all don't know, she only got half a heart, right? She'll outrun some of y'all. This what I'm talking about comes from prayer being answered. Mike, look up beside you. When's the last time you broke your box? She knows Jesus is in the house. I you know, this is something I kind of see, Jackie, that had been planned out. They have a big meal. Lazarus is there. I see Wes, they're having a celebration. Jesus has answered this prayer. They're all going to the house. Martha and Mary are there. Martha's in there serving. Martha's in there working. She's working like a dog trying to please everybody. And I just see Mary getting to thinking about how good God's been to her. And she just kind of eases out the back door and goes down to where her house is at. What do I have in here that I can give him for how good he's been to me? If you study this out, that box and that ointment in that box was worth a year's wage. That tells you something right there about how good it was. People want to know why I worship God. People want to know why I stand up in church. Because you don't know how much my box was worth. Let me tell you something. When you've been on the side of the road and you got two bullets in you and they leave you for dead and they put you in the hospital, I'm telling you right now, and you go through car wrecks and you go through a shootout and you still alive, you still kicking, they take out part of your kidney, you still alive and you still kicking. I'm telling you right now, when I come in, I'm going to break my box. If I have to break it, if I have upset everybody, I really don't care. If I upset you, I really don't care. You don't know how much my box is worth, amen? You don't know how much David's box is worth. You don't know how much Tony's box is worth. You don't know how much Donald Boone's box is worth. So keep your mouth shut when you're talking about everybody, because I'm telling you right now, when Mary came in, she didn't care who was there. She went straight to Jesus. My God, she didn't uncork it, Brother Robert. She didn't screw the top off of it. She said, when I get down there to him, I'm giving it my all. That's what I saw with Rhonda this morning. I can't tell you the last time I've seen Rhonda on an altar worshiping and praising him like that. And God's answered prayers for him. God's been there for him. But every once in a while, Gavin, he does something spectacular. Every once in a while, he shows up like he ain't never showed up before. Every once in a while, Taylor, when the doctor says, well, ain't nothing else we can do, and everybody else says, ain't nothing else we can do, and Jesus just shows up just because he can. Amen. Lord, by now, He stinks. Just show me where he's at. Where you got him at? Some of y'all this morning, you waiting on your prayers. You waiting on, all you got to do is show him where it's at. You might need to get on an altar this morning, just show him where it's at. But she broke that box that day because of what he did for her. Adam, what's he done for you? Blake, how many prayers has he answered for you? Matt, how many prayers has he answered for you? And if we're not careful, we'll come into God's house and we don't praise him enough. How many prayers has he answered for you, Melvin? My God. This came from a prayer being answered. She gave it her all. When's the last time we come into God's house and gave it our all? When's the last time we really worshiped him? See, the problem is we praise him or we thank him when something happens, and then we roll on through life. We go on through life, and other little things happen with us, and we have things going on in our life, you know. Other things happen, and if we're not careful, we forget that great thing that God did for us. Until something like today. When you're reminded how God showed up in a miraculous way. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. After Lazarus was raised from the dead, I guarantee you couldn't shut them up.
That's right.
If I would have been Lazarus, I'd have told, well, the Bible says they tried to kill Lazarus because he wouldn't shut up about it. He was telling people about Jesus. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. I was sick. I died. Jesus showed up and now I'm alive and well, amen. Understand? And Mary and Martha, let me tell you what Jesus did for us. We prayed we buried our brother and Jesus showed up and our brother's alive. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. I was on the side of a road. I was shot twice. I've been in a shootout. I've been in car wrecks. Hey, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Let me tell you what Jesus did for David. Let me tell you what Jesus has done for Robert. What has Jesus done for you? There were some that didn't like it. Somebody gonna always fuss. Somebody gonna always gripe and complain. But you know what? She broke the box anyway. There was an old guy in Conway. I remember one time I was talking with him, and I mean, He come to church to have church. Josh, he wasn't playing around with it. He'd get on the front row when they cranked up the music. He was hollering. He was praising God. When the preacher was preaching, he was praising God. He was honoring God. And I said, how can you be happy all the time? He said, I just figured I'd just shout all over the rest of them hypocrites. Somebody might say, well, that just ain't me. Well, why ain't it? What's God ever done for you? Tony, what's God ever done for you? Has he ever answered a prayer for you? Your wife's still sitting beside you. I know she's going through a lot. Guess what? She's still here. What about Sharon? How many of you still holding your box? And we want to come to church and we want to just take the lid off and give him a little bit. Y'all realize that if he give you that box, he can give you another one. If he answered one prayer, he can answer another one. Let me tell you something. I was shot in 1987. In 1988, I got in one of the biggest shootouts there was in South Carolina history. Hey, in 1990 or 91, I got in a car wreck. And you know what? The same Jesus, Brother Donald Boone, that was there on March the 10th, 1987, is the same Jesus that was with me in January when they took out part of my kidney. Hey, and I got many boxes, glory to God. And every time I think about it, I'll just go to the house, open up my treasure chest, and guess. There's box after box after box after box. And I say, Jesus did that. Jesus did that. Jesus did. And I'm going today, and I'm going to break the box. Amen. Amen. And Jesus honored her. Jesus said, you got the poor with you always. But you ain't got me all the time. Let me tell you something, folks. There's going to be plenty of time that we're going to have to mourn. There's going to be plenty of time that we're going to come into God's house, and it's going to be bad. We're going to have plenty of times. I mean, we could be sitting here this morning a week out from that car wreck last Sunday. We could be sitting here this morning, and that mama and daddy could be sitting here this morning with tears flowing down their eyes because there was a casket at the front of this church. There's going to be plenty enough time to cry. There's going to be plenty enough time to worry about, is God going, hey, when you got a chance to break the box, glory to God, we ought to come to God's house and break the box. Chucky couldn't break the box when she was up there in that hospital. Yes, he could, praise God. But glory to God, there's plenty enough time now to break the box for God answering those prayers. Amen. What do you need this morning? What do you need this morning? Bro Robert, you got that touching him. Can you sing that? I thought about, and I jotted this down, Alan, I wanted to make sure I remembered this. I'm glad, the Bible says with her hands, she touched him. She took her hair down, preacher, and she wiped. Her hands was on Jesus. When Rhonda came up a while ago, the hands might have been up in there shaking. But you know who she was holding on to? Jesus. And you know why she could put her hands on Jesus, Tony? Because one day, Jesus put his hands on her.
Amen.
Thank God for the day that I bowed at an altar and Jesus came down and touched me. Amen. And wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and saved me from an eternal hell. That's enough right there to break your box over. If he never answered another prayer for you, that's enough right there to break your box over. But the question right now is this. What do you need? What do you need Jesus to show up for in your life right now? I'm telling you, if you'll get on this altar this morning and tell him about it and show him where it's at, just like they showed him where Lazarus at, show him where it's at. Next Sunday when we come to church, you might can be breaking your box because that prayer's been answered. God, we love you. And Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. God, you know, I thank you, God, for all the needs that's already been met on this altar this morning, God. God, I thank you, God, for just answering prayer after prayer. God, Lord, if we'd all be honest, Lord, we could open up the cupboard and we got box after box after box after box where you've been so good to us. But God, somebody this morning's got a need. Somebody this morning needs you to touch this need. Somebody this morning needs to put their hands on you today, God, so that next week they can break their box. God, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would, let's stand. Whatever your need is, whatever your need is, if it's physical, if it's a spiritual, if it's a family situation, I'm telling you right now, I got a God that loves you enough. I can take care of every need. Every need. All you got to do is touch him. All you got to do is touch him.
Came to Simon's house. She knew.